The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 7th, 1975, in Hyderabad, India.
Any culture, actually, if it is culture, it is meant for the whole human society. Why do you say our youth? We never say the Krishna consciousness is meant for Indians or for the Europeans. It is meant for everyone. That is our proposition. You have made this our your and being another controversy. That is not the fair. Krishna consciousness is meant both for the Indians and the Westerns. That is the fair. When Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tatha Dehantara Prati, you have to change your body, this is never meant that it is meant for the Indians. It is meant for everyone. Tatha Dehantara Prati. Dehantara Prati is not meant that the Indians only change and they become banished, Europeans. Dehantara Prati is everyone. So try to understand this philosophy.
Swami said materialistic culture is also meant for the whole world.
Yes. What do you mean? The materialistic culture and how to eat nicely, that is meant for everyone. Everyone wants to eat nicely. Not that the only Europeans want, not the Indians. That is material. To sleep nicely in a good apartment, that is wanted by both the Easterns and Westerns. There is no discrimination. Sex life, and that is meant for everyone. So, as material life is also meant for everyone, similarly spiritual life is also meant for everyone.
So there are only two cultures, the
human
culture and Austria.
Yes. So the human form of life wants to take advantage of the spiritual culture, because in other forms of life it is not possible. This is the main thing. You become Indian or American, it doesn't matter. You are a human being, get to this culture and you will be happy. This is our mission. We want to make everyone happy. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Everyone be happy with Krishna. That is our mission.
Srila Prabhupada, you said that the children in the West, in the materialistic culture, they become hippies. They'll say that at least they've had the choice. At least they were given...
And again, you are bringing the same question. Eastern, Western.
Materialistic.
Materialistic, I mean, that is the ultimate end of materialistic life. Because they want new pleasure. So, sometimes this, sometimes that. Sometimes they think the civilized way is better, sometimes the uncivilized way is better. Yes. This way and that. That is called punapunas. And then we take again to civilized way. I think some of the hippies are taking that. Because the same example, stool, this side or that side, it is true. So, this materialistic person, they are trying to change from this side to that side. But it is true. That is it. That they do not know. They are accepting true as something very sublime. And therefore they are trying to change the position. Sometimes this side, sometimes. Hitya annatharupam. This is annatharupam. When a living being, being spiritual, his business is spiritual. But he has accepted material as the platform of his happiness. That is his fault. So material thing, either this side or that side, it is material. Bhogatyaga. So, therefore he is not happy. And we are trying to give him a spiritual platform for happiness. That is real happiness. But he is so much attached to the material happiness that he cannot believe that there can be any happiness beyond this range. That is his ignorance. Mura. Therefore we call them mura, rascals. Brahma-bhuta prasannātmā. The Bhagavad Gita, it is said, when you become spiritually realized, then prasannātmā. Happiness. Otherwise, it is not possible. Material thing, you take this side or that side, there is no question of happiness. When you become Brahma-bhuta, spiritually realized, then there is happiness. Prasannātmā, immediate. Brahma-bhuta prasannātmā, nasotati nakam, samasarvishu. That is it.
Should this be forced on people if they don't want it?
Huh?
If a large section of the people don't want spiritual life, that's the...
No, you cannot force. That is not force. Because he has got independence. You cannot force. You can simply give him knowledge. Therefore, to distribute knowledge is the best welfare activities. Not this material so-called happiness, daridra nayanam seva and this, about that. That will not make them. If you give them knowledge, then they will be really benefited. Otherwise, no.
How do we give knowledge to the common masses?
Yes, by sankirtan. By hearing, this is a medicinal process. The heart will be cleansed and they will take up the knowledge. Now the heart is unclean, so it cannot take up. So this is the medicine. Kalo nasiva, 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 dhatiran. Hare nama, hare chant, Hare Krishna mantra, wherever possible. And whoever will hear, he will gradually become cleansed. Cheta darpana marjanam. And then, bhamumadava. Then his material pangs will go. This is the only medicine. Therefore, chant Hare Krishna. Somewhere other, let them have the chance of hearing. And then it will act as medicine. Even he does not will, you chant, he let him hear by force, and he will be cured.
Srila Prabhupada, sometimes you say only a very small percentage can take to Krishna consciousness, yeah. But yesterday morning in your lecture you were saying it can expand to 10,000, million.
Yes, if we take the proper way, it can be increased.
Is that just up to our preaching?
Yes. That will depend on your purified preaching activities. If you again become materially victimized, then you cannot do it. If you remain on the spiritual platform, if you try, then it will increase. Anandamudhi vardhanam. It will increase. As soon as there is any contemplation of sense gratification, then the spirit will be lost. Then instead of Christianity, it will be churchianity. Officially going to the church, doing nothing, and gradually nobody will go.
Like the Christians.
Yeah. Everywhere. Now, who are coming here in so many temples? Nobody is there. They have made it a business. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come here and somebody will come, collect some money. And then there is no business. Well,
that requires a personal austerity. That requires our personally being
austere. Yes. And what is austerity? It is very simple thing. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu. If you continue devotional service to Lord Vasudeva Krishna, then automatically the effect of this austerity will come. Janayati Asu, very soon. Vairagyam. Austerity means detachment to the material world. That is the result of austerity. The Shastra says, Janayati Asu Vairagyam. Simply by executing devotional service to Vasudeva, that Vairagya detachment very soon arrives. Chant Hare Krishna, that is very good engagement.
It says in the Bhagavad Gita that persons who at least attempt to become Krishna conscious, they again, at least they get human form of life. So what is the position of tyagis, persons who are simply trying to renounce material life? Are they considered on the devotional path, or do they have to fall down into lower species of life? Is that considered attempting to become Krishna conscious, simply to give up, say, material sense enjoyment?
No. These tyagis, the mayavadis, by their process, they may attain param padam, means Brahma, effulgence. But Brahma effulgence being simply eternity. But a living entity does not want simply eternal life, but he wants ananda. Now suppose if you are given, if God says that you live here in this field eternally, would you like this? Why? If you alone live in this field eternally, that is not bliss, that is punishment. That is nature. We want ananda, blissfulness. So therefore, those who are arujjaka chena parampadam, after severe austerities, they rise up to the Brahma effulgence. But on account of his original nature of ananda, he cannot remain there. He again falls down. Oh, it was better family life. What is this nonsense? Eternally sit up in this field. What is this? Let me go to the town and work there. That is your nature. Therefore, these impersonalists who want to merge, they can merge. But there they cannot remain. They will again come. This so-called sannyasis, they give up everything. Brahma, Shastra, Jagan, Mitha, Vivekananda, this Kalpatri. Again they come to this material activity. Again come. Open hospital, do political work. They cannot stick up. That's not possible.
So they're not saved from the greatest danger of falling down into
lower
species of
life. They will fall down, Shastra says. They will fall down. It is the same example. If I ask you that you sit down in this vacant land and you live eternally, you will leave this place. No, I don't want this eternity. Let me go to Calcutta. Spiritually. So that is one thing. The spiritual kingdom is Brahma effulgence, and there are Vaikuntha planets. So if you take shelter of the Vaikuntha planet, then you can stay. And if you take simply the impersonal Brahma, the sky, you cannot stay there. Arujyakichena patanti adha. Without varieties, simply impersonal conception of Brahma will not make you happy.
The descriptions of Goloka Vrindavan, that even the dust is personal. So we have experience of personal form, even Krishna's form is personal. How is the dust of Vrindavan personal? How is it individual living entity?
If you want something from this dust, you cannot get it. That is material. But in Vrindavan, even from the dust, if you want him, he will deliver immediately.
Would you like to see the land that we have got here?
Yes.
Just take 1 minute.
People are enjoying. So this is our friend.
For enjoying and getting slaps also. Both things. You see, when the children enjoy, sometimes the father slaps them. Why?
Disobedience. They do something that is harmful to themselves or to others.
So you can enjoy life, material life, as the father directs. So that is devotion itself. Then you'll enjoy. Otherwise you'll get slapped.
So-called enjoyment.
Yeah. If you manufacture your program enjoyment, then you'll be slapped. And if you enjoy according to the direction of the father, then you'll enjoy. Krishna says, enjoy life, all life. Manmana bhava madhvaktva madhvaktva. Live peacefully, all I think of me, personally, that we have prescribed. Come here and think of Krishna, and so that is enjoyment. They don't want. They want liquor. They want illicit sex. They want me. So therefore, they must be slapped. Actually, all these whole universe is made for your enjoyment. But enjoy it according to his direction, then you'll enjoy. That is the difference between demigod and demon. The demon wants to enjoy manufacturing his own way of life. And the demigod, they enjoy better than the demons because under the direction of God.
Why does Krishna provide the living entities with these sinful pleasures? Why does Krishna provide the living entities with the sinful pleasures?
Simple pleasures?
Sinful pleasures, such as becoming
Krishna
intoxicated.
Krishna does not provide. You create your sinful. Krishna never says that you eat meat, but you open slaughterhouse, so you suffer.
But there is a pleasure, a certain pleasure derived from these sinful activities.
What is that pleasure?
Well, some people like to, they get pleasure from intoxication.
Yeah,
therefore
they suffer after effect. That is ignorance. That immediately you get some sense pleasure, but the result is very bad. And that is simple.
You wrote in the fourth canto that if we have too much sense pleasure when we are young, then we have a corresponding disease when we are older.
Yeah. Yeah, material life means as soon as you violate the rules of regulation, you suffer. Therefore, Varnashram Dharma is the beginning of perfection in material life. It's the beginning. Chaturvarnam Maya system, God has created this. If you adopt this institution of Varnashram Dharma, then your perfection of life begins.
Everyone is sending their sons and daughters to the university and colleges, and they're getting degree, but they're not getting any jobs.
Krishna never says that they will send your children to the university and make them fools and themselves. No, one who is depending on job is a Shudra. That is not education. Education is not meant for the Shudra, but for the Dijas, twice born, the Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya. Shudras have never fallen. Education. So their education, so-called education, means creating so many Shudras. Unless he gets a job, his education is useless. Therefore he is a Shudra. And Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, they will create their own means of livelihood. That is Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya. Therefore, they are unhappy. They don't get job. Neither they are able to work independently.
Punishment is not the best means of reformation. Sometimes if someone is sent to jail by the government, they'll simply be thinking, oh, when I can get out and depose these rascals. So if someone is punished by God, he might become more angry towards God.
But that does not mean God will stop punishing. Just like this. Animals. The stick is there. And he may be angry, but the stick is required. Otherwise he cannot watch it. But, you see, the stick is there in his hand. Otherwise he cannot get what? Hare Krishna. Jaya.
So eventually they will have to surrender.
Without surrendering there is no other alternative. Willingly or unwillingly.